Cardiff, March 2016. John Brakel has just completed his chef d'œuvre, his masterpiece, the Mona Lisa of office art. The masterpiece in question is a dinosaur made of bulldog clips, twisted biro innards, and a line of erasers that John has carved into spikes.
There,
he says, stands back, inspects. Do you think it needs claws? He asks. Paper clips, maybe. He starts to break paper clips into spikes, tries to figure out the claw conundrum. Foolish boy, complacent child. As John, head down, attention buried, works with his paper clips, I get out the great crossbow of doom, as John himself christened it. The great crossbow involves no fewer than 6 rubber bands, the really thick, strong sort, and it uses for its shaft and crosspiece an entire boxful of pencils taped together. The thing is a bit bendier than it ought to be, but it can still fire the little metal edge piece stolen from the office whiteboard, more than 30 feet across the room, and John's desk stands a lot closer than that. He fixes his paperclip spikes into a bulldog clip and gently attaches them to his only slightly tottering dinosaur. There's a moment of serious wobble where it looks like the whole thing might collapse, but John adjusts a grip somewhere and the edifice stabilises.
There, he says, genuinely proud.
And fair dues, that pride is justified. This hasn't been the first dinosaur he's constructed, but it's easily the biggest and certainly the best. It's taken him all morning to get this far. But I am a hunter, and my heart has no mercy. I load the great crossbow of doom and pull it back till the pencils groan against the walls of their sticky tape prison. John half turns to me, wanting, I think, to harvest the praise that is his due. Turns enough that he sees what happens next. The crossbow, straining to its uttermost. A quick release. The whiteboard edge piece flying through the air and striking John's tyrannosaur in its unprotected belly. An explosion of metal stationery and spiked erasers. The edge piece falling to the floor, its deadly mission complete.
Fee! Says John. Fuck's sake!
It's the great crossbow of doom, I explain.
It's doomy. Fuck's sake! John says again,
down on his knees now, finding bits of lost tyrannosaur under his desk. And that's how we are. Me, John, the bones of the fallen. When Dennis Jackson comes in. Dennis Jackson, my boss. The detective chief inspector who presides over our happy breed, this little world. A world that is theoretically devoted to the investigation and prosecution of major crime. Except that the good citizens of Cardiff are too tame, too meek, too unimaginatively law-abiding to generate much crime worthy of the major dignity.
What the bloody hell is going on?
I twang my crossbow. Maintaining order, sir, my duty and my pleasure. Jackson bites his thumb. He has the look of a man meditating some tedious comment about how the construction and demolition of dinosaurs is not what John and I are paid to do. He doesn't say that, though even thinking it is tedious. Instead, he fingers the wadge of paper on my desk. On the topmost sheet, there's a figure scrawled in blue biro, big fat digits thickened out by a lot of cross-hatching and multiple outlines. The figure is 4, 5, 3. On the sheet beneath, there's a similar figure, but in black biro. That says 4, 5, 2. And so on, all the way back to one that reads 19th December 2014, Rhydwen Lloyd, RIP. 453 days since my last proper corpse. Jackson says,
"You're still doing this. You had an attempted murder in Llanrymney just 4 weeks ago. Gary, whatever his name is."
I shake my head at that. How does anyone think that attempted murder counts the same as actual murder? They shouldn't even call it attempted. That's just a way to flatter failure. The crime is as close as you can get to the opposite of murder. And not just that, but bloody Gary, whatever his name is, was stupid enough and drunk enough to pull a knife on someone in a pub where there were about 25 witnesses.